It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's the first of the month and the first time many Coloradans have to pay rent or a mortgage since much of the state shut down because of coronavirus. Thousands of people have lost their jobs or have had their hours cut. Debbie DeZuris works at a Home Depot in Loveland. She's taking paid time off so she doesn't infect her immunocompromised husband. She says money is already tight.
It's always down to the last penny, and just the littlest thing can tip the scale, and then you're digging yourself back out for months.
Governor Polis asked landlords to forego evictions and penalties for late rent 2 weeks ago. There are a lot fewer cars on the roads. Denverite's Kevin Beatty says that's had an effect on air pollution in Denver.
When Governor Polis addressed the state this week, he touted the fact that Colorado's highways saw a lot less traffic than normal. It was a sign that social distancing requirements are working. It's also impacting air quality. EPA sensors around Denver track levels of nitrogen dioxide. The figures suggest these tailpipe emissions decreased by as much as a quarter along I-25 during morning rush hour, just 1 week after people were told to stay home. There have been a lot of stories saying pollution nationwide is down, but scientists say definitive studies will take some time to really show us how much. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Inventories of paper products and other consumer goods could rebound after shortages because of COVID-19. Jack Buffington is a professor of supply chain management at the University of Denver. He says people are seeing that most of the supply chain is getting back to normal.
There's other supplies, of course, that are of greater concern. Cleaning supplies, which there will be a spike in demand that will be more sustainable as people believe that they need to keep their houses and their hands more safe. These shocks, they will take longer to fix than some of the smaller challenges that you're seeing in your supermarket.
Buffington says hospitals are also dealing with shortages of masks and other personal protective equipment. Colorado has mostly sunny weather today. There's rain and snow in the forecast tomorrow. This is CPR News.